with the afternoons.
A United States federal court has blocked President Trump's tariffs from going into effect. On Wednesday, the Court of International Trade ruled that an emergency law invoked by the White House did not give the president unilateral authority to impose tariffs on nearly every country. The BBC's Katie Silver has more details.
The Court of International Trade finding that the White House doesn't have the power and that this power to extend these tariffs lies exclusively with Congress. Now, this was all about the utilisation of this emergency law. And we did see the White House appealing within minutes. We have a statement from them saying it's not for unelected judges to decide how to properly address a national emergency and that President Trump pledged to put America first and the administration is committed to using every lever of executive power to address this crisis. Restore American greatness.
A United Nations warehouse in central Gaza was broken into by hordes of hungry people on Wednesday. The World Food Programme said initial reports were that two people had died and several more were injured at the house. Aid was blocked from entering Gaza in March when Israel said Hamas was stealing it. Chris Locklear, Secretary General of Doctors Without Borders, has refuted the claim.
We would say directly to the Israeli authorities, put that evidence on the table. Looking broadly, diversion of aid is a common concern in conflict zones. So while it's impossible to avoid it completely, looking at the catastrophic situation that we have in Gaza today, there is absolutely no justification in terms of using this as a tool against the population.
The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said that Moscow is preparing concrete proposals for a new round of direct talks with Ukraine and proposed holding the next round in Istanbul on June the 2nd with a view to achieving a sustainable peace settlement. There's been no immediate reaction from Kyiv. Delegates from Russia and Ukraine met earlier this month in Istanbul, but the talks failed to yield the ceasefire that Kyiv and its Western allies had pushed for. Moscow said certain conditions needed to be met before a ceasefire agreement. The Swiss village of Blatten was partially destroyed yesterday after a huge mass of rock and ice from a glacier thundered down the mountainside, submerging homes and buildings under a mass of mud. Authorities had evacuated the village earlier this month as a precaution. The regional government said in a statement that a large chunk of the Birch Glacier above the village had broken off, causing the landslide, which also buried the nearby Lonza riverbed, raising the possibility of dammed water flows. Police said a 64-year-old man was reported missing and a search and rescue operation was underway. Look now at the weather, mostly cloudy with rain north of the Alps, otherwise a mixture of cloud and sun with a few showers. Live to stormy northwesterly winds and temperatures will range from 13 to 21 degrees.
This is The Morning Show with Dave Dempsey.
Good morning. Yes, indeed, I am Dave Dempsey and I'm here with you all morning. Well, you know, until... Right now, this is Feist with I Feel It All.
Break my heart, I'll be the one to hold the gun out.
lifeless. Put your weight against the door. Kick drum on the basement floor. Stranded in the fog of words. Looking like the winter bird. On my head, the water pours. Come stream through the open door. Fly away to what you want.
Friedberg with Go Wild. I don't know about you, but personally, I'm going mild at 7:10 in the morning, and listening to Frank Ocean here now with Lost.
Double D, big four breast on my babe. Triple weight, couldn't wear the love I got for the girl. And I just wanna know why you ain't been going to work. Boss ain't working you like this. He can't take care of you like this. Now you're lost, lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost, lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, lost. Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, lost. Got on my buttercream silk shirt and it's Versace. Hand me my triple A so I could wear the work I got on your girl. No, I don't really wish, I don't wish the titties for sure. No, have I ever let you get caught? Lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, lost. Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, lost. She's at the stove, can't believe I got her out here cooking dough. I promise she'll be whipping meals up for a family of her own someday.
Family, if you're wrong or you're right, no matter we together, It's not something that you wanna do, it's just something you're going through.
Tough like the sky from a pad, won't let it bruise. Like the blue collar, red dirt attitude. Like a 38 made out of brass. Tough like the stuff in my grandpa's glass. Life's gonna do what it does. Sure, raise the good lords up above. Clear like a diamond shining in the rough.
Tough.
Tell me how it's hard for you.
Like the nickel on strings and your good old Gibson guitar.
Tell me what it feel like.
Like the smoke in the draw of y'all and the way you talk slow.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like the songs that your mom is saying to you. And the way that it makes you tell the truth. If you come from where you come, then you were born tough. Say it's not what you wanna do, it's what you're gonna do now. It's no place to run. If that's what you're gonna do, what am I gonna do?
Like the blue collar, red dirt attitude. Like a 38 made out of brass. Tough like the stuff in my grandpa's glass. Life's gonna do what it does. Sure is the good lords up above. Clear like a diamond shining in the rough.
You come to the north.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you around. That's why I said, come take a ride with me. Whenever you ready, call on me.
I'll give it back when I get there.
Alright. That's a bet.
That was Quavo and Lana Del Rey with a Tough. 7:17 in the morning. You know, in English, when you say to a T, you mean what something is, you know, done perfectly or just right. But I have a video game here where to a T literally means standing like the letter T with your arms spread out. The person behind to a T is the Japanese game designer Keita Takahashi, who famously created the world rolling game Katamari Damacy 20 years ago. His games are always colorful and whimsical, and Robert Glashütter now stands as a T himself and has some more to tell us about this new video game.
Oh, I don't know why I am a T. It's not so bad all the time. It's not so bad.
2AT, das ist der seltsame Name des neuen Spiels vom japanischen Game-Designer Keita Takahashi. Takahashis Spiele sind immer kindlich und bunt, aber auch skurril, surreal und melancholisch. Seine Welten sind knuffige, moderne Alice-im-Wunderland-Szenarien, in denen immer alles möglich ist und wo stets kuriose Geschehnisse und unerwartete Wendungen stattfinden. 2AT beginnt zunächst verhältnismäßig unaufgeregt. Wir spielen die 13-jährige Hauptfigur, die eben immer die Arme T-förmig ausgestreckt haben muss. Das ist nicht einfach mit so steifen Armen, aber glücklicherweise gibt's unseren Hund, der hilft uns beim Anziehen und Waschen und begleitet uns in die Schule. So entspinnt sich eine Coming-of-Age-Geschichte einer Figur, die nicht wie die anderen ist. Immer wieder geht's in 2AT um das Akzeptieren von sich selbst mit allen Stärken und Schwächen und um Selbstermächtigung. AT ist kein zweites Katamari Damacy. Wenn man aber geduldig ist, wird man immer wieder auch mit genialen Kuriositäten belohnt. Bei Keita Takahashi haben viele Dinge eine Seele, Tiere können sprechen und nichts ist zu merkwürdig oder übergeschnappt. Wer sich darauf einlässt und nicht zu allergisch auf zuckerbunte Grafik ist, die oder der wird an 2AT viel Freude haben. Erschienen ist das Game für Windows, PS5 und Xbox Series sowie auch den Abo-Service Game Pass.
I like the bad boys, I like the sly boys, I like the ones who grow up and I like the dad boys, I like the rude boys, the inner suit boys, I like the undressed and the covered in tattoos boys. I won't lie, I don't try, but I get all the boys. Kiss a girl if I like, but I get all the boys. I like the French boys, I like the hench
these boys.
Morning show.
Cash, yeah, yeah. All about the bag, yeah, yeah. Spin straight facts, yeah, yeah. And we ain't paying tax out, yeah.
Seth Cohen, you're up all night with the king of self-loathing. I make
Persönlichen Sommerstyle findest du nicht irgendwie, irgendwann und irgendwo. Du bist ja auch nicht irgendwer. Gönn dir die schönsten Modetrends und persönliche Beratung in der Fussel Modestraße. Gönn dir was Schönes. Fussel.
55 Jahre Enthüllungsjournalismus von Profil haben das Land nachhaltig verändert. Von Wirecard und Putins Spionen von Benko bis Ibiza. In Unbequeme Wahrheiten bringt Profil die wichtigsten Spionagefälle und Aufdecker-Stories auf die Bühne und zeigt, wie wichtig unbestechlicher Enthüllungsjournalismus ist. Sichere dir gleich deine Karten auf akzent.at.
Gönn dir die schönsten Modetrends und persönliche Beratung in der Fussel Modestraße. Gönn dir was Schönes. Fussel.
Morning Show.
And how long does it take you to laugh?
Good morning, I'm Dave Dempsey, and it's just us today. This is Chapel Roan with Good Luck, Babe.
It's fine, it's cool, you can say. Call it love. You only wanna be the one that I call.
Show.
Somehow. So let's keep professional. I got things in my mind and my mind got life. You look nice on the outside. Do you wanna come out tonight? Kiss. They make me feel like I'm sick in the head. So then I go on a daydream where I know that I'm wrong, it makes me right. You look cool this morning, do you wanna go out tonight? Kiss
with Lovesick Lullaby. So it's just 1 week and one day until Billie Eilish comes to Austria. It's a pretty rare experience that these ultra-massive superstars come to Austria. So we're especially excited for a concert at the Stadthalle in Vienna. And of course, you know, the Billie Eilish concert was sold out in moments. If you don't have tickets, but you still really want to go, well, we have the very last tickets for you. At 2 p.m., we're going to be giving them away in a live Billie Eilish quiz on air. If you want to take part in the live game, you need to apply now by sending us a WhatsApp voice message where you tell us about your best Billie Eilish moment. The WhatsApp number is 0664-828-4444.
Cause it was always you.
Good. And yeah, he is good, actually. 7:45 in the morning. You know, one of the biggest fears of every writer, right? Manager. You sit down to write, but nothing. Just nothing comes to mind. Writer's block or Schreibblockade. Fortunately, there are a few ways to deal with it. Just start writing anything at all. Clear your writing area of distractions, etc. Our FM4 columnist and comedian Mark Connell has some other rather unconventional tips.
In der Geschichte haben Geheimnisse die Menschheit immer fasziniert.
Die geheimsten Geheimnisse der Literatur.
Psst. Streng geheim. Wie überwindet man eine Schreibblockade?
Schreibblockade. Ich bitte Sie. Haben Sie schon mal einen Fleischer von einer Faschierblockade reden hören? Oder sprechen Bauarbeiter von einer Straßenblockade? Okay, Sie wissen, was ich meine. Also, Profis wie mir ist die Angst vor dem leeren Blatt Papier auf jeden Fall fremd. Ich kenne aber die Angst vor dem vollen Blatt Papier. Ja, dann schreibt man natürlich erst recht nichts. Also, was tun? Eine sehr effektive Methode, kann ich den jungen Talenten nur empfehlen. Man schreibt einfach mal irgendwas hin, damit was dasteht. Also echt irgendwas, zum Beispiel Quixi, Quaxi, Bixi, Baxi, Hundegaxi. Jetzt als Beispiel. Und dann ersetzt man nach und nach die einzelnen Wörter. Also Quixi ersetzt man durch Ich, Quaxi durch Machte, Bixi durch Ein, Baxi durch Riesiges und Hundegaxi könnte man eigentlich auch stehen lassen. Ja, verstehen Sie? So überlistet man praktisch das eigene Gehirn. Ja, und dann ersetzt man noch die anderen 300.000 Wörter und fertig ist der Roman.
It might not sound like it, but writer's block is a serious issue. But one thing that really helps is if you have a prompt, and our prompt for you is Geheim, Secret. It's the motto of this year's FM4 Short Story Contest, Wortlaut. You can find out all about it on our website, fm4rf.at/Wortlaut.
Is this real love, or is it pretend? Oh, baby, is this real love, or can we pretend? Oh, baby, let me know. Is this real love?
I'm
FM4.
Sommer am Ponyhof. Es geht wieder los. Ab Sonntag heizen wir wieder den Griller ein und eröffnen den Sommer am Ponyhof.
Ab da freuen wir uns jeden Sonntag im Juni auf zwei wunderbare Gäste,
mit denen wir dann 2 Stunden live grillen und die Welt besprechen.
Ich freue mich auf dich, Felber.
Und ich freue mich auf dich, Fact. Und natürlich freuen wir uns auf euch.
Sommer am Ponyhof. Jeden Sonntag im Juni ab 17 Uhr auf FM4.
Präsentiert vom Trendmöbelhaus Mömax. Sieht doch gleich besser aus.
Confidence is a preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as. A morning suit can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as. John Scott Brewer's group, he gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. Who's that gut lord marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise. Get up when I want, except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being, and then I'm happy for the rest of the day. Safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it. You know, and it's not about you joggers who go round.
Oh, God.
Diese Sendung wurde präsentiert von Borotalk Command Deodorants. Für einen frischen Start in den Tag.
FM4.
Good morning. Coming up on 8 o'clock, time for the news headlines. A U.S. court blocks most of Trump tariffs going into effect. And Elon Musk leaves the Trump administration. Here's Elizabeth Elcock with the FM4 News.
A United States federal court has blocked President Trump's tariffs from going into effect. On Wednesday, the Court of International Trade ruled that an emergency law invoked by the White House did not give the president unilateral authority to impose tariffs on nearly every country. The BBC's Sarah Smith has more.
He claimed he had the power to impose trade tariffs because he was responding to a national emergency when it came to the US economy. But the Court of International Trade has ruled that he exceeded the authority of the emergency powers he was using. And the court has given the White House 10 days to complete the process of removing almost all tariffs which it says have been imposed illegally. Within minutes, the Trump administration filed an appeal. And that means a legal battle will now ensue through higher courts before it becomes clear whether President Trump can unilaterally impose import tariffs.
Elon Musk has announced he's leaving his government role as a top advisor to President Trump after spearheading efforts to reduce and overhaul the federal bureaucracy. Musk announced his decision one day after CBS released part of an interview in which he criticized Trump's massive tax cut and spending bill, calling it too expensive and a measure that would undermine his work with the U.S. DOGE service. The legislation includes a mix of tax cuts and enhanced immigration enforcement, which Musk described as a massive spending bill that increased the federal deficit. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said that Moscow is preparing concrete proposals for a new round of direct talks with Ukraine and proposed holding the next round of talks in Istanbul on June the 2nd with a view to achieving a sustainable peace settlement. Delegates from Russia and Ukraine met earlier this month in Istanbul, but the talks failed to yield the ceasefire that Kyiv and its Western allies had pushed for. Moscow said certain conditions needed to be met before a ceasefire agreement. And the medical aid group Doctors Without Borders says it's providing care for hundreds of rape victims in war-torn Sudan, some of them as young as five. NPR's Kate Bartlett has more.
Doctors Without Borders says its staff treated 659 victims of sexual violence in South Darfur between January 2024 and March 2025. Of those, many were adolescents and a small number were younger than 10 years old. The group has released a report detailing some of the harrowing testimony they heard from survivors. One 17-year-old, who shared being gang raped by seven members of a paramilitary group, said afterwards, quote, "I wanted to lose my memory."
A look now at the weather, mostly cloudy with rain north of the Alps, otherwise a mixture of cloud and sun with a few showers. Live to stormy northwesterly winds and temperatures will range from 13 to 21 degrees.
So good morning on a fire tog, possibly leading into a fenster tog. I'm Dave Dempsey.
The Morning Show.
With Dave Dempsey.
Radio FM. Radio FM
Fear. Fear.
And this is Crystal Fighters. Love Times Three.
We got a vibe and then multiply. Don't divide for no one. So move to the light and we come to life. Walk in the path to the sun. Run to the mountaintop. Off the waterfall, so follow the stars, they'll open your heart. What are you waiting for? From the sky down to the ground, through the lights and the sound. I've been down all of these beaches and I've surfed through all the clouds. Never seen nobody like you, with nobody like you. No, no, nobody like you. So what you wanna do now? Give me that love. Go round. I ain't saying it more. hit the now, earth's turning around. Good times, they come where we go. Jump in the waves, we float away. Tide's gonna carry us home. Riding the vibration into the wide ocean. Lit by the stars, follow us. What are we waiting for? From the sky down to the ground, through the lights and the sound. I've been down all of these beaches and I've surfed through all the clouds. Never seen nobody like you, with a body like you. No, no, nobody like you. So what you wanna do now? Give me that love.
Jumanji.